Principle 2.1. Have clear goals. A. Prioritize. While you can have virtually anything you want, you can't have everything you want. Life is like a giant smorgasbord with more delicious alternatives than you can ever hope to taste. Choosing a goal often means rejecting some things you want in order to get other things that you want or need even more. Some people fail at this point, before they've even gotten started. Afraid to reject a good alternative for a better one, they then try to pursue too many goals at once, achieving few or none of them. Don't get discouraged and don't let yourself be paralyzed by all the choices. You can have much more than you need to be happy. Make your choice and get on with it. B. Don't confuse goals with desires. A proper goal is something that you really need to achieve. Desires are the things that you want that can prevent you from reaching your goals. Typically, desires are first-order consequences. For example, your goal might be physical fitness, while your desire is to eat good-tasting but unhealthy food. Don't get me wrong, if you want to be a couch potato, that's fine. You can pursue whatever goals you want, but if you don't want to be a couch potato, then just don't open that bag of chips. Do the things that get you what you want. C. Decide what you really want in life by reconciling your goals and your desires. Take passion, for example. Without passion, life would be dull. You don't want to live without it. But what's key is what you do with your passion. Do you let it consume you and drive you to irrational acts? Or do you harness it to motivate and drive you while you're pursuing your real goals? What will ultimately fulfill you are those things that feel right at both levels, as both desires and goals. D. Don't mistake the trappings of success for success itself. Achievement orientation is important, but people who obsess over a $1,200 pair of shoes or fancy car are very rarely happy because they don't know what it is that they really want and hence what will satisfy them. Going after status symbols is a sure sign that you have this sort of problem, so watch out for it. E. Never rule out a goal because you think it's unattainable. Be audacious. There is always a best possible path. Your job is to find it and have the courage to follow it. What you think is attainable is just a function of what you know at the moment. Once you start your pursuit, you will learn a lot, especially if you triangulate with others. Paths you never saw before will emerge. Of course, there are some impossibilities or near impossibilities, such as playing center on a professional basketball team if you're short, or running a 4-minute mile at age 70. F. Remember that great expectations create great capabilities. If you limit your goals to what you know you can achieve, you're setting the bar way too low. G. Almost nothing can stop you from succeeding if you have flexibility and self-accountability. Flexibility is what allows you to accept what reality or knowledgeable people teach you. Self-accountability is essential because if you really believe that failing to achieve your goal is your personal failure, you will see your failing to achieve it as indicative that you haven't been creative or flexible or determined enough to do what it takes. And you will be much more motivated to find the way that works. And there is almost always a way, you just don't see it yet. H. Knowing how to deal well with your setbacks is as important as knowing how to move forward. Sometimes you know that you're going to go over a waterfall and there's no way to avoid it. Life will throw you such challenges, some of which will seem devastating at the time. In bad times, your goal might be to keep what you have, to minimize your rate of loss, or to simply deal with a loss that is irrevocable. Your mission is always to make the best possible choices, knowing that you will be rewarded if you do.